Today, the Department of Health and Human Services unveiled its final rules to protect the privacy of medical records. They're set to take effect next spring. The rules have been 6 years in the making. Two administrations and three Congresses have tried to balance privacy against the health industry's need to share information. Privacy advocates say this latest set of rules is weaker than rules proposed by President Clinton. NPR's Julie Rovner joins us now. She's been following the debate. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, John.
Let's start at the beginning. What kinds of protections do people's medical records have now?
Well, they have some, but not very much. It's mostly a patchwork of various state laws. But even though most states have some laws, they only protect certain types of information. It wasn't really a very big problem when most people's medical records were kept on paper and locked in file cabinets in doctor's offices and hospital basements. But now that everything is on computer, there's a lot more opportunity for people to get a hold of that information who probably shouldn't.
So what would these new rules do?
Well, they basically give people more control over their own health information. For the first time, people would have a right to see and correct their medical records like they can do right now with their credit reports. They would know for the first time who's using their medical information and for what. And in certain cases, people could refuse to have their medical information released for some purposes.
Now, the rules that President Clinton proposed would have required that individuals provide written consent before their medical information could be shared. Do these rules change that?
They do. The health industry said that that was unworkable, that having prior written consent would make it impossible, for instance, for a relative to go pick up a prescription at the pharmacy, for a doctor to consult with another doctor about a patient, unless that patient had gone to the other doctor's office and signed something. So the administration changed it so that rather than having to sign a consent, now patients will have to be given a notice of their privacy rights. Privacy advocates say that's a huge weakening of this rule, that unless people are actually given something and told what their rights are and allowed to sign it and allowed to say no in some cases, that it really doesn't give them the kind of rights that were first envisioned.
Now, another major change affects the ability to use personal health information for marketing. How is this different from previous rules?
Well, this is a source of some controversy. There have been several scandals, if you will, where particularly drug companies and pharmacies have released patients' pharmacy information. And the original rules tried to crack down on that fairly hard, saying that you couldn't do that unless the patient gave permission up front. The first set of rules changed that slightly, made it a little bit harder in some cases, but a little bit easier in some cases. Now, the administration says today that they've gone in and tightened it up again, that they've responded to some of the complaints from privacy advocates. But both people on both sides say they want to really look at the wording of these before they're sure exactly what's happened here.
So bottom line, how much protection will consumers have when these rules take effect next April?
Well, a whole lot more than they have now, which is to say nothing federally. Might be marginally less than they would have had under the rules as proposed by the Clinton administration.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Julie Rovner.